Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
He said,
when we pray, while we're yet praying, when ye pray, believe. Get it in your mind and believe that God is already giving that to you. He's already working it out. And he's already saying you can have it. That's what Mark 11 and 24 is telling you. You can have it, whatever it is, whatever it is, you can have it. Believe it. Believe that ye receive it right now while we pray, and ye shall have it. Ye shall have it. I can have what I say because God said it. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you. We give you glory. And we give you praise. Thank you that we can have what we say, God. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for giving us power and authority over the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, over every spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's not like you. You've given us, thank you, power and authority over it. And I speak to it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And for everyone that's listening in, or will listen to the broadcast on today, God, in the name of Jesus, encourage their hearts on today, God, that we can have what we say because we stand on your mighty word, Mark 11 and 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. I can have, thank you, God, what I say. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's word said it. Backs it up. And we thank you for it right now, God. Would you look on the sick everywhere? Touch their bodies right now, God. Encourage their hearts today, God. Look on the sick and look on the bereaved families, oh God. Encourage their hearts today, God. And everyone that's on the broadcast that'll listen to it, God. In the name of Jesus, work out. Work out, God. Speak to that mountain. You speak to your mountains and watch God. Watch God work. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now for all things, this prayer, the desire to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast to encourage through your word, oh God. And we magnify you, God. You said if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you, God. We thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for drawing them, God. Thank you for drawing them to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, God, for anointing me, Lord, to share the good news about you, God. I magnify you for it right now. I can have what I say in Jesus' name. And you said that we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we glory in you on today. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you. And amen and amen. This is Recover All Wednesday. Recover all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what we should be working toward in praising and magnifying God. Recovering all. Because I can have what I say. Praise the name of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can have what I say. In Jesus' name. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. Thank you, Lord, and I believe it. I believe it. He said it. And I believe it. Recover all Wednesday. I shall have what I say. And God's word is our evidence. It's our backup. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said it. And he said for us to say it. He said for us to say what he said. Thank you, Lord. And when we do, thank you, Lord, things, they will happen. They've got to happen because I can have what I say. Praise Psalms 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. God has given us the same power and authority through his word. Oh, those things that be not as though they already are. So don't go down in your lower self and live there. Stay there. Come up out of there and say what God say. I can have what I say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Mark 11:24 backs it up. Evidence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the word of God. And we just have to stand on that word, believe that word, say that word, hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we hear the word, thank you, Lord Jesus, meditate on the word. Get in that word. Get in the word. See what the Lord is saying about it. Thank you, God. He said we can have what we say. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. Say what God says. But thou shalt meditate on God's word. Meditate until faith comes for whatever it is that you are asking God. Meditate, said day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Oh, who want to make your way prosperous? We are, you are, I am, because I'm speaking, I'm saying the word what Jesus said. I'm saying what he said. He said, I'll make my way prosperous if I will keep his word, stand on his word, and then say it. Thank you, Lord, just like he said it. And then thou shalt have good success. We'll have good success because God said it. He said it. Mother Crouch would say, and I quote, do the book. Even we do that. If we do that, we shall make our way prosperous and we shall have good success. We shall have good success. Mark 11:24, one of my favorite scriptures. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, and you know we have desire. We pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. We shall have what we say. Now don't do that in the negative, because that's what we do. We speak the negative, we're going to have what we say that way. So speak what Jesus say, so we can be prosperous and have good success. What is your desire? God is in the granting of desire business. My testimony is, I was at work one day, and I was sitting at my desk, and I was telling God that I delight in him. And he said he would give me my heart's desires. I heard it in my spirit. Where is your desire list? Just like you put your grocery list up on the refrigerator, put your desire list there. And as I grant your desires, mark them off. God wants to give us our heart's desires. I can have what I say. Our prayer today, Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. In Jesus' name, I pray on today. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green.